have your attention.
Make some noise!
This is
Swerve.
Motivating teens to take a positive route.
Let's get rerouted.
Send again with your man Frank for Wills.
Everybody go. Right now.
You're now listening to the sounds of Swerve.
It's about to go down.
What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? This is your man, Frank for Real. Swerve Teen Talk Radio, the gateway to the hottest music and real talk radio. We're right here in the place to be, if people are still saying that, but right here. We want you to go ahead and share this information with everybody. Let people know that Swerve is on the air. We have an exciting show for you tonight, an exciting episode, a great artist that's going to be coming before you, singer, songwriter. She's going to share a little bit of her testimony. Her name is Adia. And just some great information coming from this young lady that I want you to stick around and I want you to listen to and I want you to hear and be able to receive from her. We're going to be playing three of her songs, really, really great music. And so we're going to give her information out so that you can get this and share it with your youth, share it with your youth ministry and have something positive flowing as you drive or as you're walking or shopping or whatever you're doing. You can have some great tunes being played into your spirit. So before we get into the music and the conversations, make sure that you're giving us a follow, Swerve_TA on Twitter and on Instagram. On Facebook, make sure you give us a follow at Swerve Nation. That's where we have a lot of great devotionals. A lot of artists go and they plug in their music, their videos, other devotionals coming along. Anything that's going on in the Christian music business, we like to plug things there. So make sure you're connecting with us. SwervePureRadio at yahoo.com is our email. Drop us a line. Let us know how we can pray for you, how we can help you in any kind of way. And we will certainly do that. So, again, we have a great artist coming up for you in just a few minutes. Her name, again, is Adia. And I'm looking forward to getting into it. So, let's go ahead and get into some hot music right now. This is your man, Frank for Reals. Y'all swerve.
You're listening to Swerve.
I rock it.
Motivating teens to take a positive route.
Hey, buddy.
Let's get rerouted.
What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the gateway to the hottest music and real talk radio. You're sitting again with your man, Frank for Reals, and this is Swerve. And so, as always, we like to bring great people to the conversation to help motivate and encourage our teens, young adults, and the entire family. And so today I have a special gift to the body of Christ, Swerve Nation. Y'all, please may welcome with me, Adia. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Hi, Swerve Nation. God bless everybody listening.
Amen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Absolutely. And so before we get into the meat of the matter, let's learn some things about yourself. You know, where are you from? Some little unknown facts about you that people may not know.
Okay. I am a singer-songwriter. I was born and raised in the Bahamas. I moved to America in 2008. I have two beautiful children that I love dearly, Temple and Glenasia. I used to work with dolphins.
Wow.
That is something that people definitely would never guess.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So let me ask you, working with dolphins, had you been to the aquarium in Georgia?
No, I haven't had a chance to visit it, but I really, really want to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. One day.
You must visit. Yeah, I went there to the aquarium. Everybody told me, do not sit on the front row. I sat on the 12th row.
Uh-huh.
And they have this interaction with the dolphins, and I got drenched. It was fun. I loved it.
Prepare to get wet.
Yeah, I loved it. Okay, so go ahead.
I started off in the secular music industry, and now I make music for God.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you're most passionate about when it comes to the things of God?
I am most passionate about just speaking about the truth about who He is. You know, who He is to me. God really transformed my life. And it wasn't by way of religion. It was by way of His love. because I was in a lot of darkness. I had a lot of depression, suicidal thoughts for many years. Like from I was a young little girl, I had a lot of weird thoughts.
Okay.
And it was all because I didn't have God, you know? We really, really need him in our lives. We have to speak to our children. We have to pray. We have to tell them who they are in God and to God, because I didn't have that identity.
Yeah.
You know, that space was filled with a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now do you find, and I want to ask you, what were you raised up by your mother and your father, or just a village of family?
Yeah, I had a village of family, definitely. Okay. My dad and my mom were not together.
Okay.
My mother was a single mother, okay. And I was surrounded by love, but and in the Bahamas, we are predominantly a Christian nation, mm-hmm. but I did not have that Holy Spirit teaching.
Okay.
Like no one sat me down and said, hey, you know, you were born with a purpose. You know, God loves you and he has a plan for your life and you are special to him. You know, no one ever said that. It was just church on Sunday and kind of like, oh, well, we give thanks to God. But you know, I definitely don't blame my mother, because you can't give what you don't have.
Right.
So it's just a strategic thing of the enemy, you know, to keep us in on the outskirts of God, but never really having the truth about who he is.
Right, right, right.
And if you don't know the truth about God, you can't know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, and I asked about your parents because that was part of my depression and lack of identity awareness, just not having a male figure for the most part. I did have male figures, let's just say not a father figure.
Yes.
And so as I've grown older, I've learned how to forgive, and I've learned how not to blame shift as well. But I was asking that specifically to know if you feel that played a part in some of the things that you may have struggled with, because I think it's important when we talk to teens and young adults and families and get them all involved in on the conversation that we see how important it is to have that link. Even if the mother and father is not there, to still have a village or family.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah. Children need love and guidance and structure, you know, and if you don't have that security around you, anything can come in. And that's what it was like for me.
All
you
right.
know, I didn't have, I had low self-esteem. I didn't realize my value as a young lady because my father was not there. I didn't feel valued by him.
Right, right.
He was around, but not present like he should. And that made me feel disappointed a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like he really cared
yeah.
and like I was special enough for him to love me the way he was supposed to.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and yeah. I think that's important that parents realize and fathers realize how important of a role they play in the lives of their daughters, how
yeah.
important it is to be there. So there's a quote that I've always heard that, you know, whatever, if something is not there, the enemy will replace it with something else. When one thing is removed,
absolutely.
Something else is in that place, you know. So when a parent is not there, there's always going to be something else there in that place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to go into a quick break. Before we do that, though, I want people to know how to get a hold of you. So what's your contact handles?
You guys can search me up on the internet as Adia Now, at Adia Now. Adiahnow, and all of my platforms will come up. So that's SoundCloud, Instagram, YouTube, Adia Now.
Okay.
That's how they can find me.
Okay. Now you sent us some of your music and we want to go into one of your tracks. So which one of the songs do you want to play first?
Back to You.
Okay.
I would really love that one. We also just released the remix for it with another amazing gospel artist. His name is Rebla.
Yeah, okay.
In the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is Back to You about, just real quick?
Back to You is about returning to your first love. You know, like you hear God calling you, you know that, you know, you feel this draw, you feel something inside saying, you know, you need to line up, you need to come to the place that can give you comfort.
Yeah.
You know, you live in your life, but you could feel that pull inside yourself from God.
Amen.
So, yeah, that is what I'm singing about.
All right. So, listen, Swerve Nation, go ahead and turn your speakers up. Again, this is Adia. She's live right here with Swerve Teen Talk Radio. This track, again, is called Back to You, and you're checking it out right here on Swerve.
To swerve. Motivating teams to take a positive route.
Hey, buddy.
Let's get rerouted.
What's good, Swerve Nation? Welcome back, everybody, to the gateway to the hottest music and Real Talk Radio. You're sitting here with your man, Frank For Reals, and I have my sister right here online with me. Her name is Adia. Thank you again for taking time to join us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, now we left off the last segment playing your song, Back to You. Yes. Love that track. I've had the opportunity of listening to most of your music. Before I even reached out to ask you for an interview, I was already vibing out to your sound. So
thank you so much.
Absolutely. And so I thought it was important that people get to know you as a person, as an artist, as a minister, because you have so many layers, it seems like, to you as a person. Amen. And so I wanted to platform that. So Amen. Let's get back into this. So how did you get started writing songs? Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Honestly, my mother can sing, and growing up as a little girl, I would hear her singing Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. She never did anything with her music.
Wow. Okay.
But I kind of took that up. And also my grandmother actually used to sing as well.
Okay. So it's in the family. It's in the blood.
Yeah, it's in the blood.
All right. That's good. And so with your mother, did you guys ever do anything together? Was it a family affair kind of thing where you did things together?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No.
I definitely did. I was the one to take it and kind of do something with it. She would just sing at home while she playing like computer games or cleaning the house. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure just kind of being there, you heard from her. Did she give you any lessons or any pointers in doing anything?
No, but she definitely always encouraged me. She is my number one fan, my number one inspiration when it comes to being able to do what I do. I don't want to sound cliche. Because it's absolutely not. It is the absolute truth. It comes from my life. Okay. It comes from God. Like, I literally pray to him before I begin, and I just trust him to flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I create.
You were talking about some of the things that you're passionate about. And one thing you mentioned was how people struggle with identity and with rejection. Take a few minutes and talk about those two things, identity and rejection.
Yeah, I struggled with my identity for many years. Like I said, from a little girl, I had depression and dark thoughts. And I could remember being like 8 years old, literally questioning, like, God, you know, I looking up in the sky, like, if you're out there, why am I here? What is my purpose? Why am I alive? I've had these questions, you know? And then years later, coming into being an adult, dating, everything like that, you know, the enemy just lines up situations to bring you down. So I got into a lot of relationships that were not healthy for me. And, you know, the theme always was trying to belittle me, make me feel lesser. And I believed it because that's what I truly already had in my heart about myself. Yeah.
Wow. And so, what was that process of regaining the identity back? Because, you know, with me struggling with that, and even now, you know, I'm a grown man, you know, but I'm still coming to getting that only through my relationship with Christ. If it's only as deep as it is with Christ. I mean, so what was your process in getting, regaining your identity and away from rejection?
Absolutely. That you said it, it's your relationship with God. It's your relationship with God. In all my seeking and all of everything I attached myself to, I was still empty. I could not fill myself up. And when I gave my life to God, well, when he intervened in my life in 2013 going into 2014, he just cleaned me up. Like, he filled me up. He started to speak so much love into my spirit and just like kind of took the scales off of my eyes. And for the first time, I had a purpose. For the first time, someone was loving me unconditionally and in a way that I can't even describe it to you. You just have to experience it.
Right, right. So now for a young lady, even for a young man who's out there, you mentioned something about dating. And I know a lot of times being young, you can kind of get lost and your identity becomes that person or that relationship. So speak to one of the young ladies out there who may be struggling. They know that they have a call from God, or they're just struggling with a lot of things. You know, maybe they've gotten pregnant and now the guy is taking a different identity as well, you know, showing a lack of interest or whatever. And I've come across a lot of my teens who needed to be ministered to in that way. But for those who need to get back on track, what's some words that you can share with them to say, hey, you know, you still have identity. Christ still loves you. And, you know, and how not to get lost in that rejection.
And that's the thing of it. No one is a throwaway. You are not a throwaway.
Nice. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you've done. You could be gay. You could be pregnant out of wedlock. You could be doing drugs. It does not matter. God still loves you. God still wants you. And the minute, the very second that you choose to have a relationship with him, the moment you get tired and come to the end of yourself, he will receive you.
Absolutely.
So don't believe the lies of the enemy just because, you know, you're doing something that you know is outside of the will of God. Like, you could be in the middle of fornicating and your heart is still crying out to God.
Right, right.
Amen. God will accept you. You know, in the Bible, the lady, she was literally cheating in adultery, fornicating in the bed. They dragged her out of bed to stone her to death, to kill her. And Jesus came and he received her and he told them, like, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I love her too. And who are you to judge her?
Amen. And I don't think people see Christ that way. You know, the one thing that, the way that I received him when I really, really felt his love and fell in love with him, it was realizing that his love is promiscuous. And a lot of times when we hear that word promiscuous, we think about it being nasty or, you know, raunchy. But his love is permitted. It means it's for anybody, wherever you are.
People think it's reserved for only the holy ones. Come on. But that's not true.
No.
That is not who God is. That is not his love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Okay. So look, we're going to take a quick break. I love the conversation. One more time. Give people your contact information. How can they get a hold of you?
Yes, everybody, you can find me by typing in at AdiahNow, AdiahNow. I am on every social platform, and I hope I see some of you come and visit me.
Amen. All right, so now we're going to go into another one of your songs. It's called No Life. So talk a little bit about that, and then we'll play that.
Yeah, I say in the song, you know, there's no life, there's no love, there's no free without Jesus, and that's just the truth. That is what I found in my walk. That is what I found in my experience in the short time that I've been alive on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
That anything outside of him, it just does not equate. There's nothing outside of him. The only way you ever could the only way that you were ever able to even experience and truly enjoy this life mm-hmm. is with Jesus.
Amen. I love it. All right. So look, Swerve Nation, again, turn your speakers all the way up. This is No Life Adia right here on Swerve.
I've been rejected and I've been closed out. They withheld their hands from me, yeah. And they said, baby, you gon' help you now. Baby, who? Let me tell you about this Lord I call my own. He's the one that never ever leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Took away my pain.
Listening to Swerve.
A rock guy.
Motivating teens to take a positive route.
Hey, buddy.
Let's get rerouted.
What's good, Swerve Nation? Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I hope that you are having as much of a good time as I am with my special guest, Adia. She is right here in the building with us. Welcome back to Swerve.
Hey, Swerve Nation.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun getting to know more about you. And so what we want to do is just go a little bit deeper into your life, as I'm sure someone on the outside can relate to maybe your experience. And so sometimes I find out that it does good when you can hear somebody else. They've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, they've overcome, and, you know, they can kind of follow your steps in. So talk a little bit more about your testimony. What was your come to Jesus experience like?
Yeah, it's pretty funny now. I literally was in a strip club, you know, after coming from working at the studio, because like I said, I worked in secular music and I would spend hours, days in the studio from like 8 in the morning till 4 a.m. the next morning. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want to get away, you want to get out of that atmosphere. And I'm like, oh, let's go to the club. Let's go to the strip club because they play the best music. Let me just stand in the dark and drink.
Right, right.
And, you know, zone out. And that's what I wanted to do. So I go to the strip club, and we coming out of the strip club really, really late in the morning, and I literally meet a guy with shining eyes is what I describe it as. Wow. And only now, looking back, I could see it was all supernatural. God was aligning me, because I got into a relationship with this gentleman. Mm-hmm. and he introduced me to my spiritual parents. And you know, the I call them spiritual parents because they guided me. They walked with me. Okay. It's an apostle and his wife, mm-hmm. Trevor Wilson and his wife, Madrika Wilson. And I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. But listen, when I met these people and they were walking up to me, I met them in New York for the first time with him. And they were walking towards me in Times Square. Mm-hmm. I started to sweat and feel like overwhelming fear. Wow. I literally wanted to run away screaming, and I didn't understand what was happening to me. But I learned that I had demons that knew my salvation was at hand.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so when I got saved, I was delivered. I was popping mollies and drinking and just trying to do whatever I could to just zone out. Mm-hmm. I did not want to feel. I didn't want to be present in my life. I had a lot of depression. And when I met them and I got delivered, everything was taken off of me. I had no withdrawal. I didn't have any sickness, anything. It was just gone.
Yeah.
And I felt the Holy Spirit come in physically. And I know that doesn't happen for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I had a supernatural experience when the Holy Spirit came into mm-hmm. my body.
So let me get this straight. Were you in the church? Were you in the four walls?
No. Okay, absolutely so. Not. God found me in the parking lot of strip club. Thank you. That is where it began.
Thank you.
Literally.
That misconception that you have to go to church, you know, which is good. That's a part of it. You know, you want to be fixed to a body.
Church.
Of course.
Church.
But again, we're going back to how the Lord can find you, you know, how he seeks you out.
Yes, he will seek you out. He mm-hmm. goes into the dark places to get the ones that no one cares about, the ones that people have said, you know, like it's too late for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where he goes. It's not about four walls. Church is for fellowship. You go there to learn, to be with people who believe like you and to grow.
Right.
But God is everywhere, anytime. You can be talking to someone in the middle of the Amazon. Like,
yeah.
He's there.
Right, right. So now, do you also minister outside of the four walls? Do you have a ministry that you carry out evangelistically as well?
No, not right now. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I guess you could just, I kind of naturally just love on people,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It
but
makes
I don't
sense,
have like a structured ministry. But everywhere I go, you know, he is in me, he is through me. And
yeah.
So I love people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So I love the fact that you did highlight how you were saved. And I wanted to get your come to Jesus experience because I find most of the artists that I do talk to, they did not get saved in church.
Nope.
You know?
No, sir.
Yeah. So I want people to realize that you are the church. And just as your spiritual parents, you know, where you found Jesus, they too have that responsibility to get out on the streets and to look for people, you know, as well, you know. Or even if it's like you singing, you know, that is evangelism. You've taken everything to social media. That is evangelism, you know, so there's still that responsibility there. So I do appreciate your ministry. I appreciate your heart. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
And so again, give people your contact information. And I'm not sure if you mentioned your vlog in all of these things, but
no, I did not.
No, ladies and gentlemen, listen, Linda, listen. She has a vlog that I just found today that I took time to just go through and read everything. It is a must. You have to get it. So go ahead, sister, take your time and give people your contact information again.
Yes, everybody can contact me at Adianow on all social platforms. That's Adianow.
Okay.
And my blog is the Vocal Ocean blog. I hope you guys come and read it and that it can help you, because I my life purpose is to just speak about who God is, mm-hmm. you know, how he has loved me, how I have grown, what he is teaching me. And I want people to understand how much he loves them.
Amen.
And it's not about being perfect. It is about understanding that he loves you mm-hmm. and that he just wants to have a relationship with you.
Amen. And so, and interestingly enough, we're going to go into another song. It's titled, I Choose You. I feel it's on the same vein of what you just said. So talk about that, set that up, and then we're going to go into that song.
Yeah, the song I Choose You was like a major declaration. Giving my life to Jesus in the music industry kind of brought a lot of backlash for me. People said I was crazy. People said I was, you know, never gonna get anywhere. But I chose God. and I continue to choose him. And I want you to know that if you choose God, he will be the one to prosper you in every single way. None of this other stuff matters if you don't have a relationship with him. Absolutely. He is the plug.
Amen. He is the plug. I had to pause.
Oh, sorry.
He is the plug.
Yeah, so he's the plug.
You dropping gems. Okay, so look, we're going to go into I Choose You. This is Adia right here on Swerve. Y'all hang around, come back with us because we're going to wrap this up. And she's going to close us out in a time of prayer. Don't go anywhere, everybody. This is Swerve.
I can tell you the truth. Yeah, I can tell you the truth. 'Cause he made me brand new. Yeah, he made me brand new. Everything you're going through, it's just a testament to who you are. You have the fight, 'cause you have the light. You have the light.
What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? You're back with your man, Frank for Real. Swerve Team Talk Radio, the gateway to the hottest music and real talk radio. And we're having real talk. We're having a great conversation with my special guest, Adia. Thank you so much, sister, for taking time to join us.
Amen. God bless everyone. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Love your testimony. Love your godly advice. I love your spirit. And Hallelujah. Again, we just want to make sure that you're platformed and that... your message is launched out to the world. So people, mm-hmm. young people, parents, grandmas, aunties, everybody, make sure you go out and you find this young lady and read her vlogs, listen to the music, and share with your youth. And so before we get out of here, though, I want you to take some time and minister from your heart. If there's anything that we did not discuss or that you feel is worthy to the conversation, take this time and share it.
I want to say something. You know, God gave me... basically like a slogan a couple of years back, and it's no love, just religion. I mean, no religion, just love, sorry.
Okay.
Right? And that is truly how he came into my life. It wasn't by religion, it was by his love. And his love and his grace is sufficient for us all. Like, I want you all to know, it does not matter what you have done. It does not matter what you've gotten yourself into. God loves you right now, and he wants you to give your life to him. He wants you to have life and life more abundantly. He wants you to have joy and peace. The Bible says that he will give you the desires of your heart. It's not that when you give your life to God, you know, all the fun stops. That's not what a life in Christ is. A life in Christ is the absence of the demonic. So don't feel like you're too dirty or you need to clean yourself up first. Like, give your life to God.
Yeah.
He's there for you. He will take away every pain, every hurt, every addiction. It doesn't matter if you were a rape baby. It doesn't matter if you were molested. It does not matter. God will take it all away. I promise you with my life that he loves you and he will accept you right now the way that you are. Yeah, that's just, I have to say that because I did not know that. All my life I lived searching and wondering, you know, like, if God was real, and if he was real, why would he give me the life that I had? Why would he give me so much pain? But the truth is, I just needed a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And sometimes he will take you through hard things because it's not even for you.
Wow.
Sometimes it's because he's going to use everything that you went through to free millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't tell people, you know, how to be free from something or how to get overcome it if you haven't been through anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I just want to bless everybody. And I pray to God that this interview, something I've said, will touch your heart and that you will go and seek God out for yourself.
Yeah.
Seek God out for yourself. And when you give your life to him, you need a witness, okay? That doesn't mean you have to go and tell your family. You could talk to a homeless person. You could tell the person at the grocery store, hey, I just gave my life to God today. You know, I gave my life to Jesus. Don't be afraid. You have nothing to be afraid of.
Amen.
What is scary is eternal separation from him, because we have a life that goes on after this. And the place that you will go to if you are not under God's wings is not made for you. It's not the place you want to be.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And so in that same vein, take a few minutes now. Let's say a prayer over our listening audience, over our teens, our young adults, even the parents. Go ahead and bless everyone with the word of prayer.
Okay. Father God, I give you honor and glory. I praise your holy name. I thank you, God, for the breath in my body, Lord. We thank you for the airwaves right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you, God, that this message, that Swerve Nation, everything that he is doing, Lord, everything that they are doing for your kingdom, Lord, for the people of the earth, Lord, will go forth, Father, with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you that everybody that hears this will be met with your spirit, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost fire, Lord, that you will come into their lives like a rushing wind, Lord, that you will take away everything, Lord, that has come to destroy them, Father. We thank you, God, that the assignment of the enemy over their lives, Lord, is canceled, destroyed right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, show them who you are. Open their spiritual eyes, Lord. Come into their life, Lord, mightily.
Jesus.
Begin to encounter them everywhere they go, Lord. Give them peace, Lord, when they sleep, Father. Intervene in their dreams, Lord, where the enemy would come to cause corruption and to make demonic covenants, Father. I break them and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Father, empower your people. Empower the people, Father, to walk in your will and to walk in your grace, Lord. Show them that you love them and that they don't have to be afraid, that you will walk with them every step of the way. Father, we are all called, Father, to worship you, to glorify you, to love you, Lord. Show them that you want them to choose you. Nobody wants to force someone to love them, Lord. And that is what is at hand. God wants you guys to choose him. So I pray, Lord, that today or whenever anyone hears this, Lord, that they would choose you. And I thank you, God, and I seal it in the blood of
yes.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for taking time to give us a slow walk, you know, through who you are and also introducing the name of Jesus to us as well. So thank you so, so much for that.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so make sure you stay connected with us. Any new music, if there's any testimonials, anything you want to share, hit me up. We can, you know, have another conversation about anything at any time. Just let us know.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. All right. So look, Swerve Nation, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. We'll be back next week with another exciting guest. But until then, remember, whatever God has for you, it is never, ever in your past. This is your man, Frank Ferrills. Y'all swerve. Thank you.